Okay, we're on kidney detox, and I classified it as detoxification, supports kidney detoxification, fluid balance, fluid
elimination.
And kidney stones. When the body can't seem to get rid of built up fluids, the ankle swell after the end of a hard work day, or edema is holding in the tissues. The kidneys may not be keeping up with eliminating these fluids. Consider helping the kidneys flush the excess with kidney detox. Kidney detox has a profound ingredient list that will be amazing in providing support for ongoing kidney functioning at optimal levels. It has several drainage herbs, quality extracted blends in the formula, such as Spanish needle, matico, and bugle weed. As well, the formula also centers around Cinque Piedra. Did I say that right? Cinque Piedra.
Cinque Piedra.
Commonly known as the stone breaker in herbology. Because the diaphragm is important in keeping the lower body circulation, returning fluids back to the central vascular system, be sure that there is adequate circulation in feet and lower legs by regular movement and keep breathing. Also making sure that the socks aren't too tight that encircle the ankles. Avoid a high sodium chloride diet. Thousands of capillary miles push return fluids out of the connective tissue, back up into the lymphatic system in the connective tissue. Walking is vital for keeping the lower body in rhythm with the upper body circulation. They say that sitting is the new smoking, and sitting for long hours could become part of the issue for lower body fluid retention. Nice. I'm going to also put up in supports kidney tubal program. Pairs well with kidney care, Geno 1, Geno 5, lung care,
bronchial care, lymph product.
CNT.
Yeah.
How about tissue calming support? Is that different from...
You probably wouldn't use those together.
Okay.
But if they are really full in it, they might have a connective tissue problem going on at the same time their kidneys are at play. So it's not like you can't do kidney detox during some other program, because that happens all the time.
Right, right.
Because they have syndrome.
So, but you're saying usually you wouldn't do tissue calming with kidney detox.
Yeah, you do. Well,
maybe could alternate.
You don't
alternate.
Really want to drop the inflammation. You want to keep just pushing fluids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know that I'd add tissue calming if it were me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you couldn't, but...
Well, I'm asking the expert.
I'm not saying there's no reason you wouldn't, but typically you're either trying to push out fluids or you're trying to encourage inflammation. Those are two different things. If you want inflammation to happen, then you're going to use your tissue calming because it's going to try and negotiate what has to happen in the fluids.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Okay, so typically you would not use tissue calming support with
kidney detox.
With kidney detox.
Because you're giving the body two mixed signals on what to do with the fluids. You know, you want short-term inflammation, but that's different than fluid accumulation.
Okay, because you'd be giving the body two different, did you say signals?
Messages.
Okay.
I'm not saying the body doesn't do two things at once. I'm just...
No, that makes perfect sense.
And I don't know. I have no answer for the lymphedema question that would be related to that. What if, you know, lymphedema... You know, because you can get an isolated pocket of fluid.
Yes,
so, in those cases, I tend to use something like a laser or a blue screen.
Maybe that's like, what I need to...
You definitely need to use a laser or SLT.
Mm-hmm.
Something to help just keep that all moving.
Kind of like... Like for like a bursa, you know, like
yeah,
bursitis,
yeah,
fluid like, include, you know, mm-hmm. in the shoulder or in the.
It usually needs a little extra help than just kidney detox, but you know you can do SLT, you can do a low level laser, you can do auricular therapy, you can do actual, you know, you can even do reflex.
Reflexology. Okay. Perfect. That's kidney detox.